What's up, podcasters, and welcome to another episode of the J. Wright Audio Experience. This is episode 5, and I would like to first start off by saying, guys, I really apologize about the long delay and wait in dropping episode 5. I've been sick, and I've just been trying to battle with getting well. So, on that note, I wanted to talk about gratitude and appreciation and just, you know, being overall optimistic about just being well again. I mean, we really undercut how great it is to be healthy or just feel okay or normal. I mean, I had something that felt like it took me out the game for a minute. I was not feeling well. I was sick. I wasn't feeling right in the world. It took me out, you know. So I want to say, man, gratitude. Be grateful for, honest to God, just being healthy and just being well. Don't undercut or underestimate your health. I mean, seriously, man. Like, honest to God, I was hurting pretty bad. And all I wanted in this life was just to feel better. And I feel better. So I finally got my, you know, I got what I was looking for. And I'm happy because now I can do what I love once more. I can get back to the get back. And, you know, really just be able to talk to the people, you know, without sounding like I'm like a zombie off The Walking Dead or something. So, with that being said, be grateful. Don't undercut or underestimate, like, doing the little things. Like, I mean, from, like, brushing your teeth to, like, overall hygiene, watching what you're putting in your body for real on a daily basis. You know, if it doesn't look good, if it looks or has a weird smell to it, make sure you're not putting that in your body. Make sure you keep yourself away from it. Washing your hands. Overall, just wellness in general. Make sure that you're doing, like, you're doing what you can for overall longevity's sake. A lot of people don't really think about the long game. They, you know, we're more short-term based creatures, so we really think about the short-term gain, the short-term wealth, about doing X, Y, or Z, and we don't put into motion, or we don't put into our thought process about what the long-term effects are on the choices that we make or the decisions that we make. So, you know, I want people to practice patience while they're out there. You know, it's a long life. I mean, it's really not. I mean, a lot of people say it's, you know, life is short. I understand the concept of what they're saying, but in the same breath, it's a very long life. You know, I'm in my later 20s, and I have a 2-year-old, and you know, I'm thinking about mortality more just because I want to be here for him. You know, I really do. I really want to be here to see him elevate and grow and become a better, bigger, brighter version of himself every day at anything and everything that he does in life, because that's just, you know, that's just how it's ran. We're never perfect when we first start off, but we get perfect with practice. So I'm just really optimistic to see where my family can go from here, where we, you know, I'm all about origin stories. That's why I like comics. You know, that's why I'm a huge Marvel fan. That's why I'm a huge Marvel fan. All about the origin stories. All about just seeing how it all started. Seeing how it all came about. And just the proper planning to stay that longevity route, you know. A lot of people want the short-term wealth, the short-term effects of whatever it is that they're trying to do, but they don't operate on a long-term basis. This is chess, people. This is not checkers, you know. You can beat me all day long in the short term, but if I know my strategy is going to beat you in the long term, I'll let you take those W's for the one time. That's okay. I'll let you pat yourself on the back because I played you like a fiddle. You know what I mean? I manipulated you into believing it was sweet when realistically it wasn't sweet. I kept my health up so I can outlast you. You know? So, with that being said, man, I just wanted to jump out here and just say praise to just health, fitness overall, wellness, basically, you know, is the premise of just this episode. You know, be thankful for the things that you got. Be mostly appreciative to your health. It's really important, people. I mean, brush your teeth every day so you don't have any tooth decay or tooth pain, because I'm gonna tell you, tooth pain is up there with, like, almost, you know, people are going to call me out for this, but I say tooth pain is up there with, like, almost giving birth. Almost. Not the same thing, but close. Because that there's no pill for pressure. You know, there's pain, and then there's pressure. There's no pill for it. There's no drug for it. No matter what, you're going to feel the pressure. And especially when that's so close to your brain, those neurons are firing. I mean, you have so many nerve endings over there, especially that are just directly linked or connected or like next door to your brain. So be realistic, you know, with that, I say. So, you know, overall, tooth wellness, health wise, when it comes to breathing, you know, make sure, you know, if you're smoking, cut it out, you know, myself included, and anybody out there that's just, you know, has a bad habit of smoking, cut it out. We want you to be here a long time, man, we want you to be here a long time in general, you know, because you are a positive force and have a lot of positivity to bring to the world. Joints, be very, you know, I want, this is a tip for real, exercise just the motion of your joints and stretch those out. Your joints are a big asset for you along in the long term, so make sure to massage your joints, make sure to pay attention to your joints. Your spine, another thing. I mean, if you're going to invest in anything, stop buying dumb shit so you can invest money in just making sure your overall, you know, your overall self is okay. You know, if you got feet problems, go and get your fucking feet checked out, man. If you got back problems, get your back checked out. If you got, you know, something wrong with your, you know, your muscles, they won't stop twitching, or, you know, I don't know what it is that's wrong with you. I'm just throwing out stuff in the dark. Just throwing out pitches in the dark, hoping to hit something. So, whatever it is that, you know, that's keeping your physical, mental, emotional wellness state low, please invest in it and check it out, because we want you here for the long game. And always remember, it's the long game, not the short game. So wellness over everything, dude. Wellness over everything. These are just my thoughts. This has been a great episode of the J-Wright Audio Experience. Once again, I apologize, people, from the bottom of my heart. I know I've been out of the game for a second, but I'm here to stay, and I won't let you down. So, questions, comments, concerns, feedback, anything you want to add about wellness or some tips that you have to add, check us out. This is episode 5 of the J-Wright Audio Experience about wellness. Let us know what you think in the comments below. Also, check us out on Overcast. I think we just got became available on Overcast. So, hey, shout out to them. Shout out to all the podcasts that we are definitely, you know, available on, especially Anchor. Shout out to Anchor. And shout out to all the fitness moguls out there, you know, people preaching wellness, health overall. Shout out to you. Yeah. Check out somebody who motivates you. Emulate them. Start checking what you're putting in your body. Get better sleep. Check out your joints. Make sure your joints are okay, because long term, it's gonna make a world of a difference. Mentally, don't put a lot of stress on yourself. Don't do that. Life is not meant to be this stressful, so don't overstress yourself. Don't overexert yourself. You might be your own problem, but guess what? You also your own solution. So check us out on episode 6, the J Wright Audio Experience, and we can't wait to see you guys soon. Coming soon to you guys. Can't wait to talk to you.